Straight away.
Here's Michael McDowell with that race lead now. Back into turn number three. The advantage, three car lengths over Christopher Bell. Bell now tries to cut into the margin as they head back over to turn four.
Up off of the corner. They'll upshift here on the straightaway. You guys have been talking back and forth between Dave, Kurt, and yourself, Rusty Wallace, about downshifting in the corners, upshifting on the straightaways. You made mention a moment ago that Bubba Wallace downshifted and went up the racetrack just a bit. As a driver, you're trying to hold on to the steering wheel and turn the race car left. Somebody's right on your quarter panel. You take your right hand off and downshift. What does the car feel like when you're at speed downshifting in the middle of a corner?
Well, if you don't get those downshifts completely synced with the RPM of the engine, it can actually try to stop the rear wheels. And when it tries to do that, it likes to lock them up. It's almost the same. It's just hitting the brake real hard. It'll lock those rear wheels up, and you've got to get those downshifts synchronized. It's fairly unusual on a on an oval track to go down into turn one and downshift twice. Sometimes it's once like Pocono, and that's about it. But to go twice going into turn one and be on the brake at the same time and have to synchronize all that, it's pretty tough. And like I told you earlier, we saw Bubba Wallace do that, and boy, that went bad for just a little bit, and he straightened it up. But you'll learn from that. Alex, you really will. You know, hey, man, that didn't work. I better be easier in those downshifts. I better sync them up better. That's going to be a key factor today, especially late in the race when everybody gets all jacked up and they do it wrong. You don't want to do it wrong.
16 laps down, 29 to go in stage number one. Michael McDowell, Christopher Bell, Ryan Blaney, top three.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a scary movie victim.
Oh no, a tree fell on my car. And there's only one thing to do, trip over my own feet and pull myself across the lawn while yelling help at a barely audible volume.
Sorry to interrupt, but you filed a claim with Geico, so you've got a designated claims team to help you.
This Geico sounds suspiciously reassuring. Are you sure I don't end up getting surprised with an unexpected twist?
Just that your Geico team will always be there to keep you updated.
No!
What is it?
Oh, nothing. I just didn't see that coming.
Geico. Great service without all the drama.
Hi, I'm Kyle Penn. You may know that Victory Junction provides fun, adaptive, and life-changing experiences for kids with all levels of abilities, serious illnesses, and chronic medical conditions. But did you know that camp is free for the children and families we serve? Your support helps every camper build a foundation to live their best life. Make your gift today at victoryjunction.org/donate and feel your heart race.
Lap number 17, and the yellow flag is waving from the starter stand. We've gone under caution, a spin. Two cars got together, Cody Ware and Derek Krause. They were working side by side deep in the field. Got together off turn number two, and that puts us under the caution flag.
Pit lane remains closed for the moment from Worldwide Technology Raceway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
I'm with Tom Heffernan of Tom Heffernan Ford. Tom, you have some great used vehicles in stock, some with only 4,000 miles. Tell us about it.
We've got great used vehicles on our lot. We've got vehicles on our lot as low as 4,000 and 5,000 miles, and these are used cars. We've got a great selection of used trucks. We've got cars, trucks, SUVs, crossovers, edges. So come and see me, Tom Heffernan, Tom Heffernan Ford, in beautiful downtown Lake City, Minnesota. For cars and trucks like eggs, they're cheaper in the country.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
We welcome you back under sun-drenched skies here in the state of Illinois, just across the mighty Mississippi River from downtown St. Louis, Missouri, in the Enjoy Illinois 300 for the NASCAR Cup Series. Pit lane is open. Part of the field is now making their way into pit road, starting with the 13th place driver. That's Brad Keselowski, Kyle Busch, Josh Berry, Martin Truex Jr., among others, who are making the way on the pit road for the first time today. Kim Kuhn.
Yes, a flurry of cars down here on the pit lane. Let's watch Josh Berry stop just a little bit too free. Needed more rear stability. The crew already to the left side. They will take four fresh Goodyear tires, Sunoco fuel. Corey LaJoy in with a big chassis adjustment. Needed more rear stability there. Noah Gregson and others on this in the pit road. Steve Post.
Yeah, here's Brad Keselowski. The handle had gone away a little bit on that one. So Brad's going to come in, make an adjustment on the car. It's early in the day. Time to do that. Kyle Busch is in. Reported his car was tight. They're going to go four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel, the call for Kyle Busch. Looks like Ricky Stenhouse Jr. and a few others are in pit stops here early in stage number one, lap number 19.
Not everybody electing to come to pit road. Michael McDowell stayed on the racetrack along with Bell, Blaney, Cindric, and Hamlin. Working under the caution flag. Right now, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 AM WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage being brought to you in part by a Countryside Cooperative of Durand.
Welcome back to the Enjoy Illinois 300 live on the Motor Racing Network. We're at Worldwide Technology Raceway for the NASCAR Cup Series. Jeff Striegel alongside is Alex Hayden and NASCAR Hall of Famer Rusty Wallace. In the turns today, Dave Moody and Kurt Becker. And on pit road as we work the caution flag right now, Steve Post and Kim Kuhn.
20 laps going up on the board. Pole sitter Michael McDowell continues to show the way.
The Bike Riders is the motion picture event roaring into theaters June 21st.
I built this club out of nothing.
Inspired by true events, USA Today hails the Bike Riders as a must-see summer movie.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Starring Jodie Comer.
The club is changing.
Austin Butler.
Is that who we are now?
And Tom Hardy.
This is our family.
Outsiders become legends.
Yeah!
The Bike Riders, rated R, under 17 on admitted without parent. Written and directed by Jeff Nichols. Only in theaters June 21st.
Give us a follow.
The Motor Racing Network is on Facebook, X, YouTube, and Instagram. We've got links to all our podcasts, MRN Radio Race Broadcasts, and NASCAR News and Information. Video podcasts on MRN's YouTube and Facebook. On X, use the hashtag AskMRN to connect with us and our award-winning race announcer. Give us a like, post a comment, share a podcast. Just search for MRN Radio, the Motor Racing Network, on all your favorite social media outlets.
From Worldwide Technology Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Become a preferred customer of the hometown guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Daily Money Management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, Daily Money Management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
Back here at Worldwide Technology Raceway here on the Motor Racing Network. Early run, 21 laps complete in the Worldwide Technology Raceways. Enjoy Illinois 300. Getting set for a Geico restart. Michael McDowell has led all 21 laps to this point. He'll choose the outside lane for the restart. Christopher Bell will choose the bottom of the front row. Row number two, we'll see Austin Cindric and Ryan Blaney stack up there. A couple of Team Penske Fords.
Tyler Reddick and Denny Hamlin. Row three, William Byron, Ty Gibbs. Row four, Joey Logano and Bubba Wallace. Row five for the restart. The green flag will come out on lap number 22. That will give us 23 laps remaining in this 45-lap stage number one. Field comes off turn number four. Green flag back in the air. McDowell on the outside. Bell on the inside. Ryan Blaney, Austin Cindric. They all head to turn one.
The advantage to Michael McDowell into turn number one, but Christopher Bell's not done yet. He pulls even again midway between one and two. The advantage goes outside to Michael McDowell.
McDowell strong onto the backstretch, secures the lead. Once again, Christopher Bell will ride second. Battles on for third. Austin Cindric racing there to the inside of Ryan Blaney.
Blaney stays on the outside lane, gives his teammate all the racing room in the world downstairs. Austin Cindric will happily oblige and hang on to that inside lane. They'll continue wheel to wheel as they upshift, headed to turn number one.
Here they come in 2-1. Blaney about a half a car length up in that high groove, trying to stretch the advantage now. Midway through the corner, he'll get a good pull off to move Blaney to third.
So that will drop Cindric back into fourth, and Denny Hamlin completes the top five. This time by, no one steps out of line within the first seven or eight cars. And then at the tail end of the top ten, Joey Logano drops to the inside.
Well, I like that battle right there, Kurt. Logano right now running 10th, Bubba Wallace 9th, Tyler Reddick 8th, and they're all running right together and side by side. We'll pick him up off the corner. Bubba Wallace way down, throws the block on Logano as they head to one.
Takes him all the way to the inside wall, but he has to move back up in the corner. That opens the door again for Joey Logano. Here comes Joey. He'll move his way underneath Bubba Wallace. He wants more on the back straightaway.
He's up to the ninth position, Joey is. Now he's trying to grab 8th, but he's got to get around Tyler Reddick, who's trying to get around Ty Gibbs as all of that traffic works through the corner.
And they're all running hard lines, but everybody's trying to take each other's line away, which means, Dave Moody, for the moment, they're just going to have to simply be patient as they thunder back to you.
Yeah, a little bit of patience as we work the 26th lap of this event. A little patience in order throughout the top 10. We've got that just outside the top 10. Bubba Wallace goes way wide in turn one. He'll surrender a spot to Chase Elliott.
That will drop Bubba Wallace back into the 11th position now. He's going to try to do something about it, though. Here he comes after he got regrouped off the corner. On the backstretch, he found some momentum to the inside.
Well, I tell you, Chase Elliott and Bubba Wallace having a heck of a race off of turn four. It all started getting down into turn one, where Chase Elliott got around Bubba Wallace. And I'll tell you, they've been going back and forth lap after lap. Two good hot rods right there, Alex.
Really is, as those drivers continue to get after it under sunshiny skies here in the state of Illinois. The field exits turn number two, heads for Kurt Becker.
It is Michael McDowell up at the front of the field. He's opened back up by some 3 to 4 car lengths now to Christopher Bell. But Bell not quite as fortunate, unable to shake free of Ryan Blaney in third.
A little bit further back, Bubba Wallace again down to the inside on Tyler Reddick. Kyle Larson and Alex Bowman right there looking on as well. 18 laps to go in the stage. The top three, nose to tail, headed to one.
There is no quit in Bubba Wallace. He continues to pound away to the inside of the Chase Elliott automobile. They now have Kyle Larson in the rear view. Larson about the only driver in the field right now that's making significant progress in the high lane.
He is in the 12th position. He fends off teammate Alex Bowman and then sets his sights forward on Bubba Wallace and Chase Elliott. All of that traffic in turn three.
28 laps completed. A quick look at the top 10. Michael McDowell leading over Christopher Bell, Ryan Blaney, Austin Cindric, and Denny Hamlin. The rest of the top 10, William Byron, Ty Gibbs, Tyler Reddick, Joey Logano, and Chase Elliott. Alex, at your top 10.
As we run the Enjoy Illinois 300, want to welcome Daniel Thomas, Deputy Director of the Illinois Office of Tourism, to the broadcast. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. What a day.
It absolutely is just a spectacular day to racing. Now, this is the third year for Enjoy Illinois 300 in the Cup Series. What does this partnership between Enjoy Illinois and Worldwide Technology Raceway mean for the state of Illinois?
I mean, this is phenomenal. It's our third year, and of course, right here in Madison on the southern and downstate Illinois. It's just phenomenal to see all these visitors and tourists and race fans here, but it also gives us an opportunity to showcase Illinois. We've had ticket holders here from 45 states and 12 different countries. So this is about amplifying Illinois' story to the world.
And with people traveling in from 45 states and all the different countries, that means the economic impact is great for this state.
It sure does. And of course, for us, heads and beds, the opportunity to for fans and visitors to experience Illinois as a tourism destination, $60 million of economic impact. And of course, tourism is such a driver across 271,000 jobs, hospitality jobs, and tourism jobs in our state. So this is great for the entire region.
There's a lot to see and do here in the state of Illinois, and in this region especially. What are some of the best ways to explore the area near the Worldwide Technology Raceway?
Yeah, so we've been encouraging fans to come in early and really immerse themselves in the area. We're in a really exquisite part of the state, Cahokia Mounds, one of our three UNESCO World Heritage Sites. We're right here on the Mississippi River and, of course, Route 66 and where the Mother Road and the Mighty Road meet in Alton, Grafton area is just so great. But downstate Illinois, there's just so much to offer. 64 state parks and 7 scenic byways, and of course all connected to experiences like this with NASCAR racing.
So how can folks who want to travel to the great state of Illinois do that? How can they find out more information?
Yeah, so if you're looking at staying in the region a little longer, maybe be inspired by visiting enjoyillinois.com, checking out one of our 100 trip ideas and suggested itineraries, and I'm sure you'll find something there to stay longer in the state.
Absolutely right. That's Daniel Thomas, Deputy Director of the Illinois Office of Tourism.
And that's a Champaign, Illinois accent, right?
A little bit further south.
All right, that's what I thought. We are working and following Michael McDowell, who has the race lead here on lap number 33. It's McDowell, Bell, Blaney, Cindric, and Denny Hamlin, your top five.
At Progressive, we know money can't buy you happiness, but money did help you buy an RV, which means an excuse from working Saturday with your insufferable coworker, Dave. So money is helping you listen to birds chirp instead of Dave chirping about how his toddler is fluent in 3 languages. And it's also why you'll be smelling pine trees in the air, not Dave's tuna melt reheating in a microwave. So save money by bundling your RV or boat insurance with home or auto from Progressive and buy more happiness or something close to it. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers, not available in all states.
Do you have an unused car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or RV taking up space? Put it to good use by donating it to the NASCAR Foundation. Proceeds help fund medical resources for children in our racing community. Your wheels can heal. Call 844-NASCAR-9 and we'll come tow away your vehicle for free. The process is quick and your gift is tax deductible. Call 844-NASCAR-9 to donate your vehicle to the NASCAR Foundation today. Your donation will help our children survive and thrive.
McDowell has led them all so far, all 34 laps, but Christopher Bell is right there, and so is Ryan Blaney. We'll get back to the top three in just a moment from Worldwide Technology Raceway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
8 to go in the stage. The top three running right together, and those top three are McDowell, Bell, Blaney. Bell with a good run down the back straightaway.
Here he comes. He's trying to take the lead away from McDowell. You've got McDowell's Ford in front. Bell in the Toyota to the inside. Gets a fender alongside. They're door to door.
Here comes Christopher Bell. Just a week removed from winning one of the crown jewel races in the Coca-Cola 600 at Charlotte. Michael McDowell does not want to give up the lead. Powers back around on the outside.
As is so often the case, when you get late in a stage, the intensity meter begins to climb. McDowell regains the lead. Christopher Bell right there. Ryan Blaney in the jump seat.
All of that traffic onto the back straightaway. 1, 2, 3. Michael McDowell at the front of the line. For now, he's managed to keep Christopher Bell behind him, and Bell managing to stay ahead of Ryan Blaney.
Well, I tell you, bombing down in the turn one a little while ago, Ryan Blaney is picking up a lot of ground as he gets into turn one. Looks like he downshifts, guys. He throttles up. He gets underneath of Christopher Bell. Then Bell uses that topside to drive off. Dave, let's see what happens this lap.
Oh, that's exactly right, Rusty. Unfortunately, what Ryan Blaney gains by dive bombing it in on the bottom, Christopher Bell gets back by by gassing it up sooner on the exit of the turn.
As a result, Christopher Bell remains in second with Blaney in third, and here comes a challenge for the lead again. Here's Bell to the inside of race leader Michael McDowell.
Side by side, the race lead comes back off turn number four. This crowd is on their feet. Bell on the inside, McDowell on the outside, and Blaney looking on at the line. It is McDowell, but only by inches.
Let's see if Christopher Bell can drive it a little deeper into turn number one than McDowell. He does. He pushes him up the racetrack. Christopher Bell goes to the lead at the exit of turn number two.
Michael McDowell tries to answer. Almost ran out of racetrack, kept his foot in it. Here he comes. McDowell right there to the outside of Christopher Bell. Bell with a fender out in front for the race lead.
Wow, what a great race we're seeing at the front of the field here. In the closing laps of stage number one, four to go. Up off turn number four, Christopher Bell will slide up across the nose of Michael McDowell. Now McDowell becomes the hunter instead of the hunted.
This time he'll look to the low side entering turn number one. Nothing much there. Both he and Bell drift up to the second groove. Blaney beginning to sniff the back bumper of Michael McDowell.
As a result, McDowell has to go on defense this time on the backstretch, trying to stay just ahead of Ryan Blaney, and now they're all chasing after Christopher Bell.
Three to go in the stage. It is Bell, McDowell, Blaney. They have broken away from a good two-car battle between Austin Cindric and Denny Hamlin. The rest of the top 10, Byron, Gibbs, Reddick, Joey Logano, and Chase Elliott. That's your top 10. Let's pick up the lead back in one.
See Bell beginning to open it up just a bit. He's pulled away by about three car lengths. Again, he goes up to that second, maybe second and a half groove. That allows McDowell to hug the bottom.
And that will also allow McDowell, at least for the time being, to hang on to second just ahead of Blaney. Then there's a gap of some 15 car lengths back to Austin Cindric. He rides in fourth.
Two laps to go this time by in stage number one. Christopher Bell continuing to pull the field around this 1.25 mile racetrack. He's now beginning to gap Michael McDowell by some four car lengths with Ryan Blaney there in third.
McDowell has slipped back into the clutches of Ryan Blaney, who's less than a car length back in the number three position. He'll again look to the inside off two, but there's nothing there.
No one steps out of line this time. As a result, onto the back straightaway, it is Christopher Bell who continues to open up, adds another car length or so to the lead, the advantage out to about three and a half, four car lengths.
Stage point pay window is now open. One to go here in stage number one, Worldwide Technology Raceway. Christopher Bell leading and beginning to drive away some five, make it six car lengths over McDowell.
Bell's got him right in the palm of his hand right now. He's opened up all the gap he needs, moves up to the bottom of the racetrack, maintains a five car length edge to the backstretch.
Christopher Bell onto the back straightaway. Here he comes, sets up for the entrance back into corner number three. Swinging down the north side of the course, it is Christopher Bell leading here late in stage one.
Looking for his fifth green and white checkered flag to get there first for his fifth stage win. Christopher Bell up off turn number four, and here it is. Greg Harris puts the green and white checkered flag in the air, and Christopher Bell picks up the stage win. Top 10 will get paid championship points. Michael McDowell will finish the stage second. Ryan Blaney will be third. Austin Cindric fourth, and Denny Hamlin fifth. William Byron will go sixth. Ty Gibbs seventh. Tyler Reddick eighth. Joey Logano ninth. And Chase Elliott was 10th.
And that's the top 10 presented by Sunoco, from fueling your favorite NASCAR teams to filling up at the pump. Sunoco is trusted to help vehicles perform at their peak. Sunoco, performance is what we do.
Napa! Silence is golden, especially when it comes to brakes. That's why Napa Silent Guard are built to be one of the smoothest and most quiet brakes on the market. Made with fiber-reinforced shims that eliminate noise for the life of the pad, rubber-coated hardware for a better fit, and quality design that meets and exceeds OE performance. Silent Guard brakes deliver the stopping power drivers demand. Available now at Napa locations nationwide. Napa!
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Underage sale prohibited. Introducing Zone Nicotine Pouches, the perfect balance of unparalleled comfort, longer-lasting flavor, and nicotine that satisfies. Whether you're zoning in during the race or zoning out after a tough day at work, Zone gets you there faster and keeps you there longer. Available in seven flavors and in 6 and 9 milligram strengths. Find Zone at ZonePouches.com and retailers near you. Own your Zone with Zone Nicotine Pouches.
Stage one, done. Pit stops coming up shortly. We're working lap 46 and under caution from Worldwide Technology Raceway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across Western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for Western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durand.
It's not how fast you mow, it's how well you mow fast. Tractor Central's Model Year 2023 Green Tag Closeout offers big savings on new John Deere riding lawn tractors and zero-turn mowers. While supplies last, you'll save $300 on remaining X300 series lawn tractors, $500 to $700 on garden tractors, up to $1,000 on John Deere zero-turn mowers. Get started today at TractorCentral.com. Offer ends June 3rd, 2024.
It's a John Deere day.
From Lake Pepin to Osseo's Martha Lake and everywhere in between, your home for local severe weather coverage is Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Stage one, complete, yellow flag waving, yellow lights on, pit road not yet has opened up. It'll be at least one more lap. Christopher Bell picking up that stage win over Michael McDowell and Ryan Blaney.
The Xfinity fastest lap of the race has been run so far by Christopher Bell at a speed of 133.223 miles per hour. Xfinity keeps NASCAR fans in the zone with ultra-low lag and connection you can rely on. Stream NASCAR from the best seat in the house with Xfinity because you only live once. Learn more at Xfinity.com.
Let's talk about movers and losers since we put them under the green flag going all the way back to the start. We're now 48 laps in. Todd Gilliland, how about that? Up 19, Ryan Preece. Up 17, Zane Smith from the back of the pack. Up 11, John Hunter Nemechek. Up 9, Chase Elliott. Up 7.
On the other end of that, you've had Corey LaJoie lose 18 spots since the drop of the green flag. Austin Dillon has given up 10. And Steve Post, Brad Keselowski has given up the most spots since the start of the race. He's given up 19 spots. Why?
Well, he had to come down pit road a second time. Brad went back on the racetrack during that last caution period, and he felt a vibration. He reported to the crew. They thought they had both of the lug nuts on the rear tires good. The rear tire changer went back, tightened them both up. Brad went out on the racetrack and reported that fixed the problem. Whatever it was good. So Brad Keselowski has a really good race car. He just has some ground to make up at this point.
He's got an opportunity right now, Postman, to do a little fine tuning on that Ford Mustang Dark Horse. Pit road is open, and here they come. And it should be just about everybody. Bell, McDowell, Blaney, Cindric, Hamlin in, Byron, Gibbs, Reddick, they're all coming in. They're making their way very slowly, 45 miles an hour on pit road. They'll peak just outside of the wall as they make their way out onto the front straightaway and into the view of Kim Coon.
And Jeff, a hot slick day means some unhappy race car drivers, including Ryan Blaney. He fired off tight, but then it just got way too free, asks to be tightened up. But here's Bubba Wallace. He also asked to be tightened up, but he told his crew, I'm going to need more turn with that change. So air pressure adjustment, four fresh Goodyear tires, Sunoco fuel, Carson Kilmartin, Chase Elliott already done with his stop, Noah Gregson in, as well as others, Steve Post.
Kim, your call is exactly like down here. A lot of loose race cars, including race leader Christopher Bell. Just a tick loose, and he wanted it tightened up a little bit. Here's the race off from pit road. Ryan Preece wins the race off pit road. Martin Truex Jr., Christopher Bell, Michael McDowell, and Austin Cindric go out side by side. Michael McDowell, the early race leader, reported that car got loose up off the corner. Travis Peterson making an air pressure adjustment to work on that car. Pit stops into stage number one, lap number 49.
And here comes the strategy being employed by multiple crew chiefs, some teams taking only two fresh Goodyear Racing Eagles, while others took on four fresh tires. We'll reset the lineup when we come back.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes choice of JBC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
Can you handle the smoke? Then Toyota Racing wants you. Not the kind of smoke wafting from the grill on race days. Smells good. Kind of smoke from Victory Donuts. Drifting less than a hair's width from walls and blasting off to the tune of 300 miles per hour plus. If the smoke smells inviting, we're looking for you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places.
From Worldwide Technology Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Together, we're living in a smart rural community. A smart rural community is connected by a fiber optic broadband network for economic development, education, healthcare, government services, security, and more. 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is a small local company with a big vision to develop and maintain a fiber optic broadband network that connects smart rural communities from the ground up. To learn more about smart rural communities, visit 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom online at wwt.net.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets, FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Continuing to work caution flag number three, this is for the conclusion of stage number one, which was won by Christopher Bell. We just had our pit stops there, a lot of strategies being employed, some teams staying on the racetrack, others taking two tires, others four. So now let's run you down the leaderboard here at lap number 51, presented by Napa. When it comes to brakes, Napa Silent Guard brakes deliver noise-reducing, OE-quality performance drivers demand. Available now at Napa.
Well, your strategies really has shuffled up this leaderboard. Staying on the racetrack, Todd Gilliland, and he will assume the lead. With Kyle Busch second, he stayed out, along with Josh Berry, Austin Dillon, Ricky Stenhouse, and Derek Krause. So that's your top six. Seventh, Ryan Preece. Eighth, Martin Truex Jr. Ninth, Christopher Bell. Tenth, Michael McDowell.
Austin Cindric will now be 11th. Chase Briscoe did a two-tire change. He's up to 12th. Ryan Blaney, 13th. Denny Hamlin, 14th. Ty Gibbs, 15th. Steve Post mentioned Brad Keselowski's loose wheel early on. He just did a two-tire change and got some track position up to 16th. Chase Elliott is 17th. Joey Logano, 18th. Bubba Wallace, 19th, and Kyle Larson is 20th.
Justin Haley, 21st, 22nd, that's Alex Bowman, William Byron, 23rd, Chris Buescher, 24th, Ross Chastain and his teammate go 25 and 26, Ross 25th, Daniel Suarez 26th, Noah Gregson 27th, Tyler Reddick back in 28th, Eric Jones 29th, and John Hunter Nemechek is 30th.
Zane Smith is 31st, Harrison Burton 32nd, Corey LaJoy is 33rd, Daniel Hemric 34th, Cody Ware 35th, Carson Hocevar is in last place, he is 36th, all drivers continue on the lead lap.
Todd Gilliland stays on the racetrack. He is your race leader. What's the strategy call there, Kim Kuhn?
Yeah, it's exactly what you just said, a strategy call. And I talked with the team before this race. They did not feel like they had the pace or the balance in their car yesterday. They were so off, messed up in qualifying, started near the back of the field. So Ryan Bergenti, the crew chief, knew from the beginning, before the green flag flew, he was going to have to play some sort of different strategy card. And we've seen him do this before for Todd Gilliland, so it should be interesting to see how this plays out for the number 38 car.
Absolutely right. Todd Gilliland has quietly put together a nice season. No, he hasn't gotten a victory lane. No, he hasn't finished top five, you know, every two races or so, but they are leading a lot of laps and they're getting good runs and spending a lot of time. And what we like to say here in radio time, meaning we're talking about them more because they're running towards the front of the field throughout races. Todd Gilliland and Ryan Bergenti, the crew chief, this is a team that's really coming on.
How about this as a comparison? He's led 95 laps this season compared to none a year ago. You're exactly right, Alex. Todd Gilliland very quietly putting together a solid season, and obviously he's ready to go from P1 outside row one with Kyle Busch to his inside.
As they just come through and make their choice of lane for the restart and get side by side, that means the field's coming to the Geico restart zone presented by Geico. Is your insurance playbook confusing? Make it easy. Switch to Geico and get all your insurance coverage from one place. Go to geico.com today to get started.
I can't wait to see how this is going to work out. Those top six guys stay out. Older tires, then you got the other ones who just pitted. They'd be Priest and Truex on two tires, then everybody else on four tires. This is a big-time strategy mix-up, no doubt about that. But I do like the move that a guy like Kyle Busch did, decide to stay on that racetrack, get all that track position. Now he's on the front row.
What you're saying is Dave Moody down in turns one and two. Hold on. It's Gilliland, Busch, row one. Dylan Berry, row two. Derek Krause, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., row three. Christopher Bell, Ryan Preece, row four. Then you get back to row five, Michael McDowell and Martin Truex Jr.
Here they come into the Geico restart zone. The green flag goes back in the air, and we're racing yet again at Worldwide Technology Raceway. Outside lane, Todd Gilliland. Inside is Kyle Busch.
And they are side by side on entry to one. Busch drives it deep. He'll take the lead. Gilliland flounders a bit midway in the corner. Busch gets away by two car lengths. Brad Keselowski up to third.
Here they come onto the backstretch now, and then further back, Josh Berry slides back into fourth. Austin Dillon will now move by him, and then you've got Ricky Stenhouse Jr. completing the top five.
And just behind that, they are four wide. They'll stay three wide through the corner. Michael McDowell way down on the bottom trying to pick them off as they race back off four. Further up, the driver on the move, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. He's side by side headed to the corner.
Stenhouse down to the bottom of the racetrack trying to take the fourth spot away from Josh Berry. He puts a wheel up on him at the exit of two, but Berry is strong in that outside lane.
Straight ahead, Austin Dillon in third had thoughts of trying to make the move around Todd Gilliland in second. Started to run, then he decided to back out of it, so for now sits in that third spot.
He does, right in the tire tracks of Todd Gilliland, who is second. Josh Berry just hanging on in there. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Christopher Bell, those drivers trying to get the real estate they need. Truex took a look to the inside of Ryan Preece.
Yeah, front five or six have fallen into single file. Oh, not for long, though. Gilliland gets punted. He goes way up the banking. He's going to lose three, four spots as he exits turn two.
Austin Dillon goes by to second. Josh Berry to third. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. to fourth. And now Christopher Bell moves by, and he takes fifth.
As they race side by side from third on back, you've got Stenhouse working to the inside of Josh Berry. Truex is side by side racing off the corner, three wide further back. McDowell, Ryan Blaney, Denny Hamlin follow that battle back. It's all taking place right behind Ryan Blaney.
Denny Hamlin jumps down to the inside lane. He's going to move under the Derek Krause machine. Krause gets the heave-ho from Kyle Larson, who drives by to the inside.
Here they come now, and it's going to be a lot of traffic back around the tail end of the top 10. Just outside the top 10, Chase Briscoe dives to the bottom lane, stacks them three wide.
Yeah, Chase Briscoe did a two-tire change on that pit stop as well. Briscoe making it work now as they funnel up off of turn number four and head back to the start-finish line. Briscoe going to work to the inside of Austin Cindric.
What we're seeing right now is under downshifting and braking going into turn one. Even the lightest little tap from behind can send your car rocketing up the banking. Chase Briscoe dives to the bottom. That's a side-by-side battle in the top 10.
And further ahead, now door-to-door for the fourth position. Christopher Bell works his way down to the inside of Ricky Stenhouse Jr.
Looks like this front track position right now that Kyle Busch has got is working out pretty good for him. His lap times look real well, and he's got a pretty good lead on the second-place car right now. But back, like you just said, Christopher Bell, he's just kind of Pac-Maning his way to the front right now. It's obvious that he's got better tires than the rest of those guys, and it's pretty visible right now.
Kyle Busch did not lead a lap at Charlotte. He did not lead a lap at Darlington, but right now, Kurt, he's looking pretty good.
Yeah, he's opened up by some 10 car lengths here, although the drivers in second and third, Austin Dillon and Josh Berry, doing all they can to try to track him down.
Now, Steve Post, Rusty Wallace just used the phrase Pac-Manning their way towards the front. These drivers who took four fresh Goodyear tires leading before the pit stops are having to deal with a lot of traffic.
Yeah, they really are, and they've been keeping Christopher Bell not only apprised of where everyone is at, but more importantly, where everybody everybody else on four tires are at, and he's got a pretty good margin. You know, yesterday we had a unique situation here at this racetrack. We had a practice session, a 30-minute practice session, with all the cars on the racetrack. Michael McDowell, after winning the pole, said that he felt like he has far more understanding of his car in traffic, because usually we have split fields during those practice sessions, and so these drivers have a far better understanding of what their cars do in traffic. That and four tires has Christopher Bell rocking into the front, but it is interesting. A lot of times they don't get a sense what the cars are going to do in traffic. Yesterday with that group practice session, they all feel a little bit better about the handling of the cars in the pack.
Battle for third right now. Bell down to the inside on Barry. Bell rocketing up through the field since we put him back under the green flag. Bell has already led eight laps here today. He's got some work to do, though, to run down race leader Kyle Busch.
He just Pac-Man Josh Berry, gobbled up another spot. Now he is all over the back bumper of Austin Dillon as they make their way off turn two to the back stretch.
Trying to take the second position away from Dillon. Here comes Bell again, having already bypassed Josh Berry and just methodically working his way through the top five.
You got to hand it to Bell. He's getting his way through the pack, but you also got to hand it to those two Richard Childress race cars of Kyle Busch and Austin Dillon. Both of those cars looking real strong today.
They are, and they play a little bit of a strategy card of staying on the racetrack here. Keep in mind, as they battle off into turn number one, let's cover this battle for second.
Christopher Bell's got the bottom lane again. He will drive under Austin Dillon, moves C. Bell to position number two.
So Dillon back into third, then a margin of five car lengths back to Josh Berry, a gap of four more, back to Martin Truex Jr., who now completes the top five.
So right now it is Kyle Busch, Christopher Bell, Austin Dillon, Josh Berry, Martin Truex Jr., top five. We're working lap 64 right now. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Ryan Preece, Chase Elliott, Austin Cindric, and Chase Briscoe. That's your top 10. Stage one was a quick 45-lap run. Not the case here, Alex Hayden, as we still have 76 laps to go in stage number two.
Yeah, this one is double that. It's a plus, if you will. It's 95-lap run to the conclusion of stage number two, and that affords these crew chiefs the opportunity to play these different strategies, whether you stay on the racetrack and did not pit back on lap number 49, or take two tires, or go ahead and put on four fresh Goodyear tires, of course, topping it off with Sunoco fuel. So with a longer stage, that changes things up in your thinking throughout this run.
75 laps to go in stage number two. Busch out front over Bell, but Bell beginning to run him down.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
C. Bell has run down Kyle Busch. It's a car link back as he hits the middle of the back straightaway.
Here comes Bell now. He's in the second position, trying to get back to the front of the field. He still has a couple of car lengths. Now a car length only to make up. In fact, here he comes to the inside.
Those fresh Goodyear Eagle tires paying off right now. Kyle Busch stayed on the racetrack to get the track position. It's worked. He's led 14 laps, but Christopher Bell is prowling on the back bumper.
His march to the front, just one spot away from being complete again. He'll look to the inside on entry to turn number one. Kyle Busch running a groove up off the bottom. He'll hold him off at least for now.
Hill. Last time off the end of the backstretch, started to gather some momentum, got alongside of Busch, but then Kyle drew clear again on the front stretch. Here they come back to turn three, and again, Christopher Bell down low.
71 laps remain in the stage, side by side. They come racing up and off turn number four. Bell is there this time. Bell on the inside, Kyle Busch on the outside. This is the battle for the lead.
Wheel to wheel into turn number one. Bell drives it deep into the corner, drifts up off the bottom. He's got the spot. He'll take the lead. Christopher Bell to the number one position.
So drop Kyle Busch back into the second spot, and that pair will work their way back over to turn three. Christopher Bell, once again, the leader.
70 laps will go up on the board, this time by with Christopher Bell showing the way from Worldwide Technology Raceway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Configuring the Bluetooth, deciding who controls the music, remembering where you parked. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your vehicle doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like remembering if you're on the third or fourth level of the parking garage. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
Christopher Bell driving away from Kyle Busch and the rest of the field now. He's opened up nearly one full second on second place Kyle Busch. Austin Dillon with the strategy call as well. He stays right there in third. Martin Truex Jr. is fourth and Josh Berry is fifth.
Pretty good battle just outside of the top ten. Chase Briscoe, Denny Hamlin, Kyle Larson off turn two.
Here's Hamlin in the 11th position. He's got Briscoe right behind him in the 12th spot. Kyle Larson rides in 13th. They all go nose to tail back to turn three.
Right on the bottom of the racetrack goes Larson. The car of Briscoe drifts up the track. Remember, they only changed two tires on their pit stop, so the older tires now beginning to come into play as Larson dives to the inside.
And they've been running decidedly different lines here in turns one and two. This time Larson will be right down on the red and white. Rumble strip, he'll take the spot and pull away by a car length.
Larson will complete the pass before he even gets to the midpoint of the back straightaway. So he's gotten around Briscoe now. That'll move Larson back up into the 12th position.
Hey, another drive making those two tires work is Martin Truex right now in the fourth position. Looking good for him because he's on track when it comes to fuel. He pitted on lap 49. Busch and Austin Dillon, pitted on lap 19. So they're 30 laps short on the rest of the field. They'll be pitting much earlier than everybody else, but for Truex. Truex is looking really good right now in that fourth position. That's work for him.
I'll tell you, a driver that is not looking good right now, and that is Michael McDowell. McDowell has given up six spots since we put him back under the green flag on lap 53. We're working lap 75 next time by Todd Gilliland. Now, we understand that one. That was a strategy call that is not paying off. Gilliland has given up 17 spots, but McDowell, who was so strong early, led 40 laps, Alex Hayden, going the wrong way right now.
Yeah, after winning pole position, and he had a dominant car at the drop of the green flag, now mired back there in traffic, got a lot of dirty air on the nose of that race car. Rusty, what is it like as far as a driver goes when you're stuck in dirty air, but you know you've had a good race car?
Well, you don't have near as much air going over top of the race car, so you don't have the downforce when you're behind somebody, and that's what really gives you a problem. The only way you can get out of that is either as you enter the corner, enter lower below him or enter higher above him, so you got all that good downforce. But if you're entering a corner right on somebody's rear end, you're not going to have the downforce you want, and you won't go as fast, that's for sure. Well, unless you're at Daytona, Talladega, something like that where you're in a draft.
And Michael McDowell, who led the field to the green flag on 76 laps to go right now under pressure from Joey Logano, just trying to hold on to position number 16. A car so good early on, but not right now. What are they saying, Steve Post?
A car was a little bit loose in the first stage. They made an adjustment on it, and now it's even more loose. So that means the rear end wants to step out. He just can't get the car pinned down. He can't maintain speed through the corners, and drivers are able to get under him and get around him.
That is a recipe for disaster here when you have such a unique set of corners from turns one and two as compared to the opposite end in turns three and four as they continue to race hard around this track. Christopher Bell, however, is showing that he has come to play yet again after picking up the win last week in the Coca-Cola 600, his second win of the season. And Jeff, if you were to make a graph of the finishes for Christopher Bell this year, it's got the highest of highs, and it's also got a lot of lowest of lows. There's a lot of peaks and valleys.
About six times he's finished outside of the top 30, along with his two wins. If this team is going to contend for a championship like they've done the last 2 years, going to Phoenix and racing as one of our championship four, they're going to need to get the word consistency figured out and apply it, because it's been very inconsistent. But now, looking at what he did a week ago compared to what he's doing here tonight, it would appear as though they're headed in the right direction.
I would say so, but it's about consistency, to your point. And this is a long season. And Kim Kuhn, it's not just Christopher Bell. It's every team out there. You have been starting to build a notebook with this next-gen race car now for a couple of years, but that notebook continues to grow, and it seems like things change week in and week out.
Absolutely, and drivers figuring out what to do with their racecraft, other drivers being able to study that, and so building the notebook is very important. They don't always have that. This is the perfect example, only 2 years of having a notebook, but it's about what you can add to that notebook and what you can add across the spectrum of conditions, where you're running, so that's an evolution that never stops for these race teams.
Christopher Bell led 90 in a rain-shortened race last week, the Coca-Cola 600 at Charlotte. He's led 20 so far here this afternoon. 80 laps complete. Bell, Busch, and his teammate Austin Dillon at your top three.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a Shakespearean actor.
Oh, woe is me. Wherefore art thy claims help when I hadst a fender bender?
Pardon the interruption, but when you file a claim with GEICO, your claims team will be in touch right away.
But willest they forget about me later when thou needest updates?
No. They'll always be there to, helpeth you out.
Well, I suppose that I should bemoan something else, like my lactose intolerance. Oh, whyest must Derry disagree with me so savagely?
GEICO. Great service without all the drama.
Begin your summer adventure in Illinois. Indulge in Michelin star dining at Moody Tongue or Cobra. Then let the soulful sounds of Chicago blues serenade you into the night. Cruise down iconic Route 66, enjoy small town charm in Galena, or wander the storied halls where Lincoln's legacy comes alive. Stroll the Shawnee Hills wine trail to savor award-winning wines and plan an unforgettable escape at Dragonfly Lakes. Your summer starts in the middle of everything. Learn more at enjoyillinois.com.
Working lap number 82, a couple of quick notes for you. Todd Gilliland has not been on pit road since lap 5. They're getting ready to. Others are also getting ready to. And here's an interesting stat. In the two prior races, and including this one, the third, there has never been, Alex Hayden, a green flag stop at this racetrack. We may have one very shortly.
Yeah, we very well may, and force these teams into that as we're in the midst of our longest green flag run of the afternoon at 32 consecutive laps. From Worldwide Technology Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
It's not how fast you mow, it's how well you mow fast. Tractor Central's Model Year 2023 Green Tag Closeout offers big savings on new John Deere riding lawn tractors and zero-turn mowers. While supplies last, you'll save $300 on remaining X300 series lawn tractors, $500 to $700 on garden tractors, up to $1,000 on John Deere zero-turn mowers. Get started today at TractorCentral.com. Offer ends June 3rd, 2024.
It's a John Deere day.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Bauer Built Tire of Durant.
Six laps complete of the scheduled 240 that make up the Enjoy Illinois 300 for the NASCAR Cup Series. 54 to go here in stage number two. Christopher Bell back at the top of the leaderboard, and that's where he concluded stage number one. See Bell having a nice afternoon.
Yeah, he certainly is backing up what he did under the lights at Charlotte a week ago. All right, quickly down to pit road. Steve Post is there. Kim Kuhn is there. We know Todd Gilliland will have to come to pit road relatively shortly. He has no choice. But what about the others? Let's start with the postman.
Yeah, the drivers that pitted on lap 19, they can go somewhere to around 95 to 100, which is 12 to 15 laps, and I would expect them to come down. Ironically, the drivers that pitted at the end of the stage, that's about the same time that's the split point of this stage. So I tend to think we'll go a little beyond that for those drivers, but I really think whether they pitted at lap 19 or whether they pitted at the end of the stage, we get somewhere into the second half of this stage and everybody's going to get busy. Kim, what are you hearing?
Similar story, and you know, we've documented how you and I talked to some names before and we thought they were going to run a little bit longer, but once that window of stops open, I think it's going to bring everybody down the pit lane. Right now, Todd Gilliland's crew just waiting for him. He has made great fuel mileage on this. Granted, he did have caution laps in between his first stop on lap number 5 until now, lap 88, but I'm seeing Josh Berry's team kind of get their place on the wall. So green flag stops starting shortly.
That trip to pit road is presented by Wendy's. When you think Wendy's Biggie Bag, think your go-to meal. Because with your choice of a JBC or crispy chicken sandwich, plus a four-piece nuggets, junior fries, and a small drink, Biggie hits every time. So grab a Wendy's Biggie Bag today, because if there's one thing you can bet on, it's Biggie. U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes choice of JBC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nuggets, junior fry, and a small drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
You know, the postman and Kim just shared what they expect. I'll tell you one more thing that I expect, and that is a penalty or two or five if we do indeed stay under the green flag. They have not made green flag stops here. It is not easy to do so. Kurt Becker, you can weigh in on this. Rocketing down the back straightaway at 145, give or take, come off the racetrack and make that long, very slow run all the way around to the front straightaway, Kurt.
And that's exactly what a couple of drivers are trying to do right now. Austin Dillon and Kyle Busch. Those teammates have just slowed down from speeds of nearly 150 miles an hour down to 45, and they're headed for pit road.
Here they come, making their way to their stops. We'll start our coverage with Kim Kuhn.
And here's the first green flag stop at Worldwide Technology Raceway. It's going to be four fresh Goodyear tires, Sunoco fuel for Austin Dillon. He told the team, no changes. I like the car how it is. Here is Todd Gilliland for his second stop of the day. But Steve Post, I know you had Austin Dillon's teammate.
Kyle Busch is in. The Rebel Bourbon car is in. Right side work is done. Left side work. No visible adjustments on the car. Sunoco Racing fuel as they roll down. Kyle Busch is down and away, Kim.
And Todd Gilliland finishes up his service. He had no lateral grip, so slight adjustment there. Waited on fuel. Here is Josh Berry in that Overstock.com red Ford dark horse. And the crew's going to put four fresh Goodyear tires on that machine. Sunoco fuel. He is down and away as Steve, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. headed your way.
Now, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. was one of those drivers that pitted on lap number 19. Here he is. Mike Kelly is the crew chief on that automobile. They like the track position. The car's been a little bit better. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. completes four tires Sunoco fuel here on lap number 93.
So let's just remind everybody that indeed these are the cars that pitted on lap 20 or prior. Some of those pitting as early as lap number 5, Rusty. So the first round of green flag stops done without any issue. We got a number of other drivers that will need to do the same thing.
Yeah, this group just now pitted. They pitted about three or four laps earlier than what I had calculated. I think the next group is going to come down pit road around lap 125. That's when the next wave is due to come down pit road. But I tell you what, I like what they did, though, by staying out. They got a lot of track position. Kyle Busch, I'm talking about, Austin Dillon, guys like that.
It was a speeding penalty to be handed out, and that was for Josh Berry. So Josh Berry's going to have to make a pass-through penalty.
And now we see Kim Kuhn. Kyle Larson will give it up and come to pit road.
Yeah, and he is headed in the direction of Steve Post. Steve, that HendrickCars.com blue and white Chevrolet Camaro in front of you.
Yes, indeed. Here comes the crew around to the right side. Larson's not been all that unhappy with the car. There's a minor chassis adjustment. Right side tires only for Kyle Larson. He is down and away.
There's a little strategy being employed by Cliff Daniels. Had a chance to visit with Cliff in the garage early this morning. He said this is going to be a golden opportunity race to try to do something different. Their car wasn't handling the best in the world. In practice, Steve Post, here comes the purple and white Toyota of Denny Hamlin.
Denny Hamlin, Chris Gabehart, the crew chief, here he is in 3, 2, 1. Denny Hamlin in the second pit box. Crew is around to the right side of that automobile. Sunoco Racing fuel plugged in. Very happy with this race car. Going to be four tires, no adjustments, Sunoco Racing fuel. About 8 or 10 pit boxes behind him, it's the DeWalt Toyota, his teammate in. Christopher Bell, very happy with his race car. There's a tear off the windshield. Christopher Bell, around to the left side. Sunoco fuel, four Goodyear Racing Eagles. Christopher Bell, they drop the jack, and he's down in the way. Kim, more cars in front of you.
Including Tyler Reddick and Ross Chastain. Ross saying it's better at the end of the run than the beginning. That tells me they have a good long run car. Tyler Reddick, though, too tight in and too tight off. So they're going to make some adjustments there as Martin Truex Jr. making his stop. The crew to the right side, they'll take Goodyear tires, a slight air pressure adjustment. Steve Post, Chase Elliott also finishing service.
Yeah, Chase Elliott getting his service there. There goes Ross Chastain back out of the racetrack. Tyler Reddick back out of the racetrack. So in the middle of this green flag cycle here at number 97,